What's up, Wikimaniacs? Support for today's episode comes from True Classic. This brand new sponsor has the absolute best fitting t-shirts a man can buy. Finding the right t-shirt with a little bit of a dad bod is incredibly frustrating. Trust me, I know. Most t-shirts are either way too tight on your gut or look way too big and boxy. You're not in high school anymore, my guy, and it's time to upgrade. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men finally get a better fit at an affordable price. Our listeners get access to the best deal they offer. For a limited time only, you can get 25% off with the code Reddit at trueclassic.com. Again, that's promo code Reddit at trueclassic.com.
We are Cultivate.
We are Cultivate.
This is Kevin from the Jury Room Podcast, and you are now tuning in to Reddit on Wiki.
Welcome back to Reddit on Wiki, the podcast famous for using Reddit and Wikipedia. I'm fucked up already. Let me go again.
Wow.
Unscripted, and this is what happens. Do it! Just do it! Expert in fucking power.
Great power. For the fifth time, it's your boy Sean.
Welcome back to Reddit on Wiki, the podcast famous for using Reddit and Wikipedia as our main sources. I am your host for this week's episode. It is I, the Punny Pinoy John. Joined as usual are my amazing co-host. First up, he's our resident cult leader, and best believe he practices safe sex. Let's start a cult host and Ottawa's very own, Mr. Josh Chell. What is up, my brother?
Hell yeah.
Practice safe sex. Did you get that pun from my website, John?
Yes, I did.
Respect. But I'm good otherwise.
Well, it's good that you practice both. So that's good to hear, my guy.
Congrats on the sex.
What's that like?
What's that? I've heard it's cool.
Sean's an incel at heart.
Last but certainly not the least, the man who just had a successful live show in front of a raucous crowd, Shots and Thoughts head honcho and Houston legend, Mr. Sean Salvino. What is going on, my brother?
Not too much, my guy. Just chilling, enjoying this nice Wednesday evening, you know?
How does it feel to be more famous than us now?
That's true, you are famous.
If we take a quick glance at the chartable right now, let's go ahead and look. I am still about 90% less famous than you guys. Also, if you check the TikTok on Reddit on Wiki, you're getting thousands of views. And I think the latest TikTok we uploaded 6 hours ago, I think it has 3 likes. 2 of them might be my other accounts.
One was me, for sure. No, but Reddit on Wiki is a wee thing, so we're all equally.
We're all in this together.
Yeah,
that's true.
We're all in this together.
Oh, yeah.
No?
High School Musical.
Did you guys listen to High School Musical?
To be honest,
what you mean?
I've only watched it once.
Oh my God, blasphemy.
I don't know the soundtrack.
Go get a Disney Plus account.
I have one. Excuse me. How dare you?
Well, that was only a white people thing.
Much like our ad to not just
don't start just because we haven't received any items yet, and Josh miraculously got his in 2 days. But
wow, you know,
seems targeted. Well, you know how I always start my episodes, and I don't have much housekeeping items today. Be sure to show out and support our Patreon. You can find us at patreon.com/cultivatepodcastnetwork, where you can get so many benefits from this show. Let's Start a Cult, Shots and Thoughts, Dumbfound Dead, Pineapple Pizza Pod, Ye Olde Crime, and Weird Distractions. Trust us, it's a lot of shit. I'm not even going to go with the tears because you get a lot for what you get. And speaking of support, just want to say hi and give a shout out to our awesome patrons. Especially our brand new one. Shout out to Alex. We got a six Patreon? Six, right?
I think six.
I don't know. After 5, I can't count.
So. You know, it's appropriate.
It's on my hands at that point.
Alex is from the 6 as well, so it's kind of...
Hell yeah.
Is she from Toronto?
Appropriate.
The area.
area.
Nice. Close relatively. Enough. I think she's pretty far away, actually.
Yeah, but, you know, it's Canada. It's kind of, you know.
She might be offended if you actually say she's from Toronto.
You've instantly offended our newest patron, John.
Well, to make it up to Alex.
The 6 is only Toronto.
I mean, whatever. You know what?
Canada is a very big country.
You know.
I think she's like 2 hours away, to be honest.
That's close enough.
Which is... It would be like saying you're where Sean is, basically.
Oh yeah, it's your boy Sean. I'm in Austin adjacent, right? That's the same thing.
Well, I'll make it up to Alex by saying her usual song when she says how much she appreciates her listeners. So Alex, we love you. I can't sing, so. And of course we got...
She does it way better.
She does it way better than I do.
Yeah, usually Filipinos are really good at singing, and it's just wild. And I'm not even going to front, like, I can sing. We have two Filipinos. I feel like this is a rare occurrence. Two Filipinos that cannot sing. Anyways.
and a white guy that can rap.
We're waiting.
Ooh, Kenny, go ahead. Now.
I'm kidding. No.
Josh, come on. That's on the exclusive
SNTP pot.
I was going to say, in honor of Shots and Thoughts Season 4 premiere, you got to give us your best. It's like your best freestyle. Come on, let's hear something at least.
No. I'm going to save it for his podcast, because we've been teasing it enough for his podcast. If you want to listen to me rap, we'll do it on it. We'll do it on SNT.
Hell yeah.
I did hear your TikTok, by the way. When was it, Chris, that was like, it's like football with the Hail Mary or something like that?
Yeah.
Or without the Hail Mary. And then Sunday without the scaries or something. I thought he was going to say Sunday without the cherry, and that disappointed me.
Is Sunday cherries a Canadian pastime? What's Sunday cherries?
No, you put a cherry on top of a sundae.
Oh, you know what? I've never had a cherry sundae.
Really?
It's not a cherry sundae. It's just you put a cherry on top of a sundae.
Yeah.
On top
of a cherry on top. That's where this thing comes from.
I don't know if I've had a sundae.
Oh my God.
What?
I immediately thought of the day. Yeah.
What's scary about sundaes?
You've never heard Sunday scaries?
Oh, I've heard of that.
That's like the anxiety you get on Sunday because, you know, work and your life starts again on Monday.
Oh,
yeah. It's that dread you feel inside.
Sunday night, you're like, oh, fuck me.
You're like, God damn it. All the emails I got to answer.
No, that's me every day.
That's the feeling.
John works 24/7, so he does not know Sunday scaries.
That's true. He's just constantly in fear.
Everyday fear.
But on Mondays, you get to listen to Reddit on Wiki, so...
That's true. That is true.
We scare those Sundays away.
Yeah, that's right.
Something. I don't know.
It was a good segue. I appreciate it. Yeah, that was nice. Yeah.
And of course, we got to show some love to our already existing patrons. Vina, Linz, Gabby, Taru, and Aaron, thank you for being amazing and supporting us. Now that's out of the way, boys, how's it been since we last recorded? I know we kind of got out of a tangent already, but how's everything been in your life?
It's been good.
Tell us about the live show.
Yeah.
Elaborate.
So we had our live show. This is coming out. We're getting into weird time stuff. A little peek behind the screen. This is before last week's episode. We're recording this before last week's episode.
That makes sense when you're listening to it. It's very confusing to hear it.
For us. It's confusing for us. For sure. For sure. But it went well. The only issue is we did not hook up to like the restaurant PA system because we didn't want to annoy the people that didn't want to see us. So we just attached a speaker, but we had kind of like feedback issues. So we couldn't bring the speaker that high. So people had to get real close. But that's okay because Texas beat COVID. So it's like, who cares about being real close to each other, right?
Just cough on each other. It's fine.
But yeah, it was good. We had a decent crowd come out. We had people play trivia and we had, you know, people that came, we had them come and play games, and it was a good time. So
nice.
And
I saw you dressed up in your nice suit.
What did I wear?
Wasn't it like a blazer or something?
I don't think I did.
Suit jacket, maybe?
No.
Okay. I don't know what
I don't know what you saw.
I'm hallucinating.
Other Asian that looked like Sean.
I think I wore a t-shirt.
I swear it was on. It looked like it on the TikTok, which maybe I'm mistaken.
Oh, the TikTok wasn't from the live show. The TikTok was just at a recording prior.
Oh.
Yeah, so we did a tech rehearsal a few days ago.
That's why I was confused.
No worries. It's another sign that Josh does not listen to Shots.
I just watched the TikToks.
It's fine. Hey, we need that too. So, but yeah, it went well. Yeah, we did trivia night instead of doing a topic because we thought that'd be more interactive with the shoddies. And
that's fair.
Since it was the Philly market and there were the other businesses there, we got some goodies from them and we gave those away as the prizes. And yeah, it was a good time. Quick plug, if you want to hear that will be a Patreon exclusive to the S&T Patreon. That's patreon.com/SNTPOD1. I'll also, when I edit it, throw it on the $10 tier on the Cultivate Patreon as well. So it'll be available on both Cultivate and Shots and Thoughts Patreon. And yeah, it went good. We were invited back to do it again. They multiple times were telling us anytime, anytime. So
nice.
Not nervously, that's awesome. Or it was kind of okay. Yeah, you guys can come back.
Oh no, they had we definitely brought people there that were buying drinks, and
that's all that matters.
There you go. That's a
buying
win.
Food and drinks. So it's a win for them.
Most of them was Ryan.
Ryan could not make it to that one, unfortunately.
Oh, damn it.
But yeah, it was just me and Chris and the Summit guys, the guys from Summit State of Mind.
That's awesome, dude. Next time John should meet you there, and you guys do a Reddit on Wiki one as well.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. So we'll use the TV, so we could just do a Riverside.
True.
And have you on
just
there.
My face just on the screen.
Yeah, just a big screen of Josh's face and his fucking sect behind him.
Well, I sit in the basement.
Perfect.
Yeah. What about you, Josh? Anything new in your world?
Man, I have not done much.
How's
since
Ottawa?
We have less talked.
Are the drivers still there?
The convoy is over. I guess we could talk about
good.
That if you want to.
Hell yeah.
No, save it for the bonus episode.
No, I feel we could talk about it. It's fine. We got enough heavy stuff going on in the bonus episode.
Oh, no.
So Justin Trudeau basically called in thousands of police officers and got rid of them. I'll say this.
Forcefully?
Yes, to the ones that were like, I don't know, breaking the law, but they really loosened the law, I think. So I'll say this. I disagree with everything the protest stood for, but I don't necessarily agree with how they broke it up, if that makes sense. It sets a dangerous precedent, I think, for like, say a right-wing party comes in and gets in. You better believe there's no Black Lives Matter protests ever again, which I mean, to be fair, they shut those down pretty quick too. So I don't know. It was like, for me, it was annoying because the people that complained about it, they were like, this is a crackdown of the government. This is a fascist dictatorship. And it's like, it's not. And you guys had a month to do your shit. And you basically tormented a city for a month. Whereas when the indigenous tribe out west were protesting the pipeline, you immediately... Right, you were the same people that were immediately like, call the police, you get them, lock them down. And within like a day, it was shut down. So I hate the hypocrites, I guess, that are coming out of it. And the right wing news outlets in America calling Canada a fascist dictatorship. It's not. it was kind of shitty the way they shut it down. But I don't know. I think they were forced into a point where the city was locked down enough. The citizens were tormented enough that I think a lot of them had broken rules or like laws. So it was fair and justified, I think, for a lot of them to go to jail. But yeah, that's kind of where I stand. I don't feel sorry for any of them, but it's kind of a scary precedent to set for potentially far right dictatorship. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where they're like, well, the last people did it, so we can do it, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's kind of where I stand on it. I'm glad it's done, but yeah. That's
hopefully it. The president is, you know, not just shutting down any kind of protest, but shutting down protests that last for a fucking month. That seems, you know.
Yeah.
If it's a one-day march or one-day protest, then they shouldn't be able to shut that down.
I agree. I'm okay with protesting, right? Like Black Lives Matter, it doesn't matter. Like the indigenous communities protesting for fresh water and like, you know, like clean water and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like those should be allowed to be protested as well. For just as long, you know, because those are actual concerns. Mm-hmm. Those are real things that matter. Where these, I hesitate to call it a protest because it was almost like they were calling for coups and stuff like that on like private chat rooms and stuff. So it's like at some point you have to shut it down, right? Otherwise, it's just, it's a danger to this, like the democratic electorate that we have established for hundreds of years. So
It sounded like an extended January 6th.
It was it was close to that. Like, there was no one at Parliament.
The Canadian version.
Yeah.
Where they set up a hot tub and honked a horn for 30 days on end.
They yell for 30 days, but they don't break into the system, you know?
Well, no one was in the Parliament. That was the thing, right? Parliament hasn't been in there since fucking March 2020, right? They've been just doing it from home. So it was, I don't know. It didn't make any sense. None of it made sense. And our restrictions are coming up anyway. So they had this plan. They were like, yeah, we're going to half capacity mid-February, and then we're going to start loosening things up in March. And they had that plan for a while. So I don't know what they were protesting.
Well, that sounds like it can potentially create a dangerous situation. And speaking of dangerous situations, this week, we're actually going to be talking about, or we're actually doing another listicle, because, you know, nice. I'm buying into this hype that you guys are doing. So I'm like, all right, let me get John's it. Let me try this real quick. Copy.
We're doing the world's most dangerous holes.
Damn.
We're turning into Nick from Tennis Pod.
Tennis Pod. Yeah, shout out to Nick from Tennis Pod. We're not,
we can't
not
count
10.
As high as 10.
Yeah. I mean, mine has
we
11.
Get to 7.
So.
Oh, shit. Okay. We can count higher than you, Nick.
Yeah, Nick. 10-ish plus one. How about that? Yeah, this week we're going to be trying out another listicle, and we are doing a list for the most dangerous places in the world. And what about you guys? Have you guys ever been in a situation where you felt like you were in such crazy danger? Or like, where's been like the most dangerous place that you've been to?
I haven't been that many dangerous places.
I tend to avoid dangerous places. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. When that intruder was at our house a couple weeks ago, God. That was pretty dangerous.
Yeah.
Is there any update about that? What's going on? Like, did you hear anything?
If you want me to diverge, we can. I think last we left off, he got off on bail.
Yeah.
I think. So he actually, like a day or two after, he broke his bail and so got arrested again. And then they let him off again on bail. So he's out still.
Who keeps bailing this motherfucker?
I have no idea. It wasn't set that high either. So that pissed me off too. But yeah. Anyway, jeez. Dangerous places. I can't think of that many that I've been to. Roller coasters at Disneyland, maybe.
Oh. When I was a kid in the Philippines,
the drop zone?
We, go ahead, John. Sorry. We drove, I forget what city we drove, but we drove up like some mountain to get to a city. And going up the mountain was like one lane. Buggy? It felt like it was
Jesus.
So it was like, it was probably two lanes, but you know, real tight.
Buggy? And
yes, it was Baguio.
Yeah, because it's zigzags.
Yeah. Yeah, we were driving that shit and I was fucking scared of heights. I feel, you know, I might be exaggerating, but I feel like I could look over the fucking cliff and was like, oh, that would be death. That would
you actually could look
death.
Over the cliffs like that.
Yes. And I remember it's especially haunting because my uncle who was driving saw some guy selling jackfruit and was like, hold up. And fucking move the car in certain ways to get out of the way of traffic so we can get some fucking jackfruit. And I was like, I'm sure they have jackfruit up there. They have to have jackfruit up there. There's no way this is the only jackfruit we can get. But yeah, that's probably
the best kind.
That was probably the most dangerous place I've been.
Jesus. Okay. That sounds terrifying.
Well, for these ones, I just want to say a big shout out to Shrada Mera from 80trip.com. It's a blog and they put together this amazing list together. So full credit to them as I'll be reading the list they curated. So when I quote their writing, best believe it's all their words. Starting at number one, Megan Thee Stallion famously says hot girl shit. Ah. But I don't think she can stand the heat of this place. Quote, doomed as the name suggests. And Sean, we were talking about wrestling earlier before Josh got on, but this place is built where Undertaker is supposedly from. Where is it, my guy?
Death Valley. Oh.
Yeah, you're right. Sean, you're right.
Death Valley.
Yes. So Death Valley is marked as one of the most pretentious valleys in the world. located between Nevada and California. And that's the word. It says portentous, not pretentious.
Oh, I thought you said pretentious. Oh. I was like,
no, it's like shots of California.
Portentous. And I don't know what portentious means. So I'm just reading it. Look portentous it valleys in the world, located between Nevada and California. Death Valley is the lowest point in North America that is also known as a land of extremes. The valley has recorded the highest temperature ever on our planet. And the highest temperature was 134 degrees Fahrenheit or 56.7 degrees Celsius.
Ooh, could cook some marshmallows on that.
Did you look up the word?
It is done in a overly solemn manner so as to impress.
I guess it's an
pretentious though, right?
Yeah. It's spelled P-O-R-T-E-N-T-E-O-U-S.
I think we're dumb. Like that is probably how you spell pretentious. We just don't.
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, shit. Autocorrect has made us stupider, guys.
Yeah. That's facts.
So a Harry Potter actor, Dave Legano, is one of the people who lost his life in the scorching heat of Death Valley. Also, it is still a mystery that rocks as heavy as 700 pounds move on their own at Death Valley. Defying all logic, the sand sings, if you hear it closely. And also popular as Devil's Golf Course, it's believed only the devil can play golf in an arid and eerie place on Earth. Land with eroded hills, craters, rare species of fish, darkest night skies, and a lot more makes it one of the most challenging tourist destinations in the world. What is the hottest place that you've been to? Houston is hot. Well, Houston's hot. It's
different. I was gonna say muggy. Houston, fucking the Philippines.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Houston and Philippines, like heat is the same.
Wet. I feel you guys have a different wet. Heat. Okay.
Like
so, you guys have the same heat we get then. we get like humid.
Yeah.
Humid heat, and it's the worst because you're wet. Humid.
It's like
you like sweat. It's just it's so gross.
Disgusting. Welcome to our everyday.
Yeah. But if you use the Manscaped ball deodorant,
I was gonna say this would have been the perfect time. But you know, Sean and I don't even got our shit yet.
Yeah, what's that like, Josh? How does that feel?
It's nice. It's comfy. Yeah, I got the shirt on too, actually.
Oh, nice. All right. Well, I don't know about you, but I'll still be down to visit Death Valley, but
feeling
only
22
to a certain degree. So moving on. All right, we're sticking to the hot, but this time we at least go to the beautiful highland of Hawaii. Next up on the list, quote, the mesmerizing land of Hawaii is way beyond tranquil beaches and fresh floral air. Yes, it is among world's dangerous tourist places. There is no other place in the world where you will witness active volcanoes this up close like in the Hawaii Islands. Boasting the huge Volcanoes National Park, Hawaii is home to one of the last active volcanoes, Mount Kilauea, that has been continuously erupting since 1983 and the largest volcano in the world. Mauna Loa, that rises to 13,680 feet above sea level. And this national park has an arrangement of lava boat tours that takes tourists through red hot flowing rivers of lava, volcanoes. I don't even know what the fuck a lava waterfall is. That must be insane. Tropical rainforests and geological formations. Hawaii Volcanoes National Park has reported many casualties and deaths in the past due to lava haze. And also one can encounter dangers such as flying rocks and scalding ocean water, which Jesus. Is actually crazy. When I was born, probably like a couple months after I was born in the Philippines, one of the biggest volcano eruptions happened. It's called Mount Pinatubo. Have you guys heard of that before?
Yeah, I have heard of that.
I don't know if I have. Did you cause it, John?
I probably did. When I came out the womb, just be like, you know? But yeah,
I
shout out the volcano. So I had more from the story that my parents are telling me, like, I think I was probably like 4 or 5 months old. I was 91. So they had to evacuate. Like it got to the point I'm fucking old. It got to the point that it was so like, it was so bad that the whole like sky was just pitch black just because of the explosion.
Jesus.
And I got relatives that were living in the US at the time. It even affected them. Like ash was fucking flowing, like this direction because the wind was carrying it. That's how fucking crazy it was.
That's crazy. Holy.
Has anyone of you guys seen a volcano before?
No, we don't have those in Canada.
do they have one on Honolulu? No, right?
Probably, right?
I've been to Honolulu. I can't remember if we saw a volcano. I want to say no.
Isn't most of Hawaii a volcano?
Volcano.
Volcano.
I could be wrong. I have no idea.
Oh, Diamond Head? Oh, yeah. I've been to Diamond Head.
Nice.
But I don't know if that's an active thing. I don't know. So, yeah, I've been to that volcano. But, yeah, that's it. My parents were flying to the Philippines as a volcano erupted in the Philippines. So that was fun.
Oh, shit.
Very nervous. That was also the same time when, like, COVID reports were coming out of China as they were flying to the Philippines. I was like, come back on. What are you doing?
I was at Pompeii 2 years ago or 3 years ago. And oh my God, like, dude, their fucking architecture is funny. There's just like a bunch of dick sculptures everywhere. It's freaking hilarious.
Dick sculptures?
Yeah. Just a bunch of randomly placed dicks on the wall. Like sculptures of dicks.
Sure, it wasn't a prankster? Like a 6-year-old?
No, it's like they preserved it. And it's part, like when I was on a tour, it was saying like, yeah, this is part of their culture.
Oh, shit. What,
is it? So, okay. Hang
I
on.
Almost
is
Googled it, Pompeii dicks and then stopped myself. And I was like, that's probably a bad idea. It's probably a bad idea.
So someone made these dicks.
Mm-hmm. Are these ancient dick sculptures? Like ancient?
Ancient dick sculptures, or, yes. Ancient dick sculptures.
Watch this had just been from like one house from like some 13-year-old in Pompeii before the volcano erupted.
No, because they had brothels that was there, and they would have like literally. I'm gonna send you guys a picture. I have a bunch of pictures with that.
No, please don't. Please.
Yeah, send me a lot.
I got you. Full send.
You know, although like 1,000 years from now, if people look at our culture, they'll be like, "What are all these things?" And they'll be like dildos everywhere.
Yeah, you just.
I feel like I just watched Superbad recently. It's like the amount of dicks that child drew.
Was that you who tweeted something about like you should make that shit an NFT? Like his fucking album?
That was me. I was like, how are these not NFTs? There's so many, so detailed, all different.
So veiny.
Mint a dick.
Mint a dick. Minty dick.
All right.
Minty dick.
I guess I would love to move on to the next place in our list. So I told you there's a lot of puns in this episode. Next up, we travel to the land that boasts the Amazon rainforest and the Amazon River. But I'm not sure if they have an Amazon headquarters over there. But shout out to the History of Amazon episode we did a few weeks back. Quote, considered as one of the most deadliest places, Snake Island in Brazil is definitely one of the most dangerous places on Earth. And just thinking about it just gives me nightmares. I am deathly scared of snakes.
We should send Linz there, right? She has a snake, right?
Yeah, she loves snakes. A snake.
Oh my God, no, I can't. So 90 miles from the city of San Paulo, this super deadly island is home to the largest concentrated population of snakes in the world. According to research, Snake Island, aka Ilha de Queimada Grande, has about 5 snakes per square meter. I don't know what square meter is, but that's a fucking a lot. 5 fucking snakes.
That's 5 snakes too many.
It's true. It is said that snakes on this Brazilian island are so venomous that they can melt human flesh.
Oh my God.
Holy shit.
Fuck that.
So glad I live in Canada. We don't have bats.
I got no problem with bats.
It's awesome.
Bats are chill, man. Bats are chill.
We talked about that. They cause COVID.
If you eat them. But why would you? Anyways, this island is the only place in the world where the golden lancehead viper is found, and the most venomous snake in the world, the Bothrops, thrives. Due to the extremely high risk for tourists and black market demand for lancehead venom, the Brazilian government has strictly prohibited visits to Ilha de Queimada Grande. And again, I personally hate snakes, so let's move on to the next place in our list.
Real quick on bats.
Nope.
Would, okay, hear me out.
Just ignores it.
Would, I've never eaten a bat, but like, does a bat wing not sound good? I feel like I would eat a fried bat wing.
What? That is the most Texas thing I've ever heard. You fry it, no. I'll eat it.
Hear me out, bro. It's like, I feel when I imagine a bat wing, I don't know bat anatomy at all, but when I imagine a bat wing, it's very like thin and fleshy, you know, kind of just like skin. You know what I mean?
Of course, be.
And when you eat fried chicken, what's the best part? The skin.
Wing?
It's the skin. So would it not just be a bunch of fucking, just taste like a bunch of chicken skin? I don't know. That's I'll grab a bat and I'll let you guys know.
Yeah, just grab one from the underpass or wherever you get.
Yeah. Yeah. The newest strain originating from Houston.
If somebody does start, it's going to know it's your ass that did that shit.
The Reddit on Wiki variant.
Oh my God.
I'm going to link it to y'all too.
You'll be on the dumbfound dead.
That's true. Hey, at least we keep it within the Cultivate network at least. Yeah.
It'll be Patrick just dunking on your ass.
Y'all already do that shit.
That's true. We do it all the time.
Y'all did it on this podcast, on the one episode I didn't come on.
Yeah, yeah. And
disrespectful.
So from an island full of snakes to now a, quote, rugged, remote, and treacherous, the rocky island located just off the western coast of Ireland is one of the dangerous tourist destinations in the world. Home to 600 uneven steps that led to ancient monasteries, getting onto the site of Skellig Michael Mountain in Ireland is quite a challenge, as tourists have to take an hour-long boat ride across rough waters. I did a boat ride to friggin' Cozumel to Quintana Roo. I fucking threw the fuck up, dude. I hate choppy waters. Ugh. You guys ridden like a boat ride like that? Like rocky?
I think the only long boat ride I've been on was like a cruise.
Okay, no, the cruise is not that bad.
Very young. I don't know. But that's the only thing I could compare it to. I've been like fishing or whatever.
Yeah.
But the only thing I remember from the cruise is that I lost my first tooth there, I think.
Nice.
Yeah. And then I remember being like wobbly for a little bit after. I think that was the only thing.
Who took your tooth? The tooth fairy? I knew you guys didn't get that. Whatever.
Was that a pun?
This is our episode. This is our episode.
Was
now.
That a goddamn pun?
Well, it's a fairy, like a fairy, like a boat.
Oh. Trash.
Anyways.
The most dangerous place. Listening to John's puns.
Exactly. It is dangerous to listen to my shit. But anyways, where was I? Oh, many instances, boats cannot dock. Boats cannot even dock because of the high tides. While tourism is on the rising after this spot was featured in Star Wars The Force Awakens, the government became wary due to the rock falls, rough weather conditions, and safety issues on the island. Only 4 boat licenses are granted every year, and a limited number of tourists get a chance to visit Skellig Michael Mountain. All right, so we have a good pace going, so let's maintain our momentum by moving on to the next location. We now travel to the continent of Africa, where, quote, the perilous... Oh, my God. We now travel to the continent of Africa, where, quote, the perilous Salt Lake... This is a tough crowd today. The perilous Salt Lake in northern Tanzania is one of the most caustic areas on Earth that calcifies animals into stones. Yes, it's real.
What the fuck?
The highly reflective and chemically dense waters of Lake Natron seems like a glass door that dupes hovering birds thinking they're flying over an empty space. The moment they land on the lake, their body corrodes within minutes.
Yo.
God.
Fucking stealing that for some D&D shit. That sounds tight.
You keep talking about this D&D campaign. I want in.
One day.
I'm so ready.
So a few years back, a helicopter pilot became prey to the same illusion, and his helicopter crashed and was rapidly corroded by the alkaline water of the deadly lake. Imagine just fucking landing there and your helicopter just melts. Oh my God. The spectacular sight of this scariest lake draws many researchers, photographers, and tourists towards it. However, one needs to be careful while visiting this dangerous spot in Africa. Lake Natron is considered as one of the most dangerous places in the world. And if you think this lake is dangerous, I assure you, the next one gets even more intense.
Is it a tent? Is it a tent?
No, I didn't. So that's on you this time.
Well, how would a tent be the most dangerous?
I don't know. A tent in Josh's basement?
Yes, true.
Oh my God. I just looked at pictures of Lake Natron. That is fucking...
It's nuts.
That's D&D shit.
Lake Natron.
Just the picture of it is fucking D&D shit.
Insane.
Oh God. What the fuck is that?
It's just red and scaly.
It is disgusting.
Dude.
Looks like a blood water.
And you know, I'm going to be fucking petty. Next time you fucking record, I'm not going to laugh to any shit that you guys say. You guys should at least back me up, you fuckers.
Hey, I'm laughing.
Well, John, we say funny things.
Wow.
Oh.
Pain.
Okay. Oh, man. That was a duck. Okay. I've never seen a duck.
Okay.
John, I was gonna give a compliment. I was gonna say I laugh at your jokes, just not the puns. But then Josh just said, "Oh man,
that's your name, right? I can dunk on you now."
That's true. That is true. All right, now moving on to the continent of Asia. Quote: experiencing an extreme climatic condition climatic. Test.
John, is that a tear rolling down your face?
Huh? What?
Getting a little excited.
The tears are covering up you. It's making it hard to read.
I'm crying. Experiencing an extreme climatic condition tests the endurance level, and that is why many people visit the remote village Oymakun in eastern Siberia, Russia. I'm not going to talk about Russia. Let's save that shit for the bonus episode.
Fuck Russia.
Like, damn. Let's
wait. Damn.
What makes it dangerous is the fact that it is permanently the coldest inhabited place on Earth. Also referred to as the coldest village on Earth, Oymakun is a chilling, dangerous place where not everyone can survive. In 1924, the temperature fell to 96 degrees below zero. Or how much is that in Celsius? I don't know.
What's that in Celsius?
I can't do it. Coldest
point. What is it? I'll do it while you read.
The temperature... Yeah, I'm not going to do that. So the temperature fell to 96 degrees below zero Fahrenheit, which in itself is a record that no other place on Earth has ever recorded. A person visiting this side of the Earth needs courage, as even the eyelashes and saliva freeze into painful little needles that prick the face as people walk down the street. Dude.
Jesus.
Also, man, negative 76 or negative 71.11 Celsius. I don't know if that means anything to you.
That's cold, but not as cold as my girlfriend's feet. So I don't know.
Your toe hairs become little tiny painful needles.
Much colder.
That's freaking like acupuncture on steroids at this point. All right. So
Have you ever done acupuncture? I've always been interested.
Acupuncture. No, that shit works, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
For real. Shit.
Yeah. It actually doesn't hurt at all. No, it actually feels really good, dude. Like I did it a couple times post-surgery. And that one time, like I was just fucking stressed the fuck out. I look like, what's that one villain from Scary Movie? Is it Hellraiser? With the needle?
That's more Josh's.
Oh. Yes. I think I know who you're talking about.
Needle.
Yeah. Hellraiser. Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's him.
What's the guy's name?
It's Hellraiser. You got it right.
Oh, is it Hellraiser? Oh, okay. Yeah, well, needle face guy.
Anyway.
I'm sure he has a name.
I think it might just be Hellraiser, right?
His name's Clive Barker. Oh, no, wait. That's the director.
That's right. Director.
Pinhead. Jesus. They should have just called him Hellraiser. Why Pinhead?
Is it Pinhead? Pinhead.
Hellraiser sounds so much fucking better.
Hellraiser's way cooler.
That's the movie title. Why would they not call it that?
That's true.
Anyways. Didn't sell as many when they called it Pinhead, I guess.
But Pinhead reminds me of fucking like
Beavis and
I don't know, like a bowling, if it had like a bowling pinhead head.
It reminds me of that, like that 80s comedy where they had the aliens. That's what Pinhead reminds me of.
Which was that one?
Like, it might have just been straight up called Pinhead, right? Pinhead alien movie. Coneheads. I'm sorry.
Oh, Conehead. Okay. Yeah.
My bad.
Yes.
All right. So we are actually halfway through our list, but don't you dare leave us or we'll give you the cold shoulder.
Support for Reddit on Wiki is brought to you by Manscaped, who is best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped recently launched the ultimate men's hygiene bundle, the Performance Package. Join over 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer to you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code Reddit at manscaped.com. If my math is correct, that's about 8 million balls. You know, 4 million men, 2 balls each. The math adds up, I think, right?
Sounds about right.
So you guys might not know this about me, but I used to be kind of an animal when it came to grooming my boys. I would use one of those shitty throwaway razors, which would cause razor burns, and I was always one unfortunate swipe away from losing my manhood. But thankfully, with Manscaped's Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, I now don't have to worry about the nicks and razor burns or losing my sensitive bits, which is my main concern, if I'm being honest.
It's a big concern to have.
The Performance Package 4.0 by Manscaped has arrived, and oh man, is it a game changer. Inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker, ear and nose hair trimmer, crop preserver, ball deodorant, crop preserver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold your goodies. John, please tell the Wikimaniacs about the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer.
I sure can, but just want to let you know that crop preserver, that ball deodorant, man, that thing is a game changer.
It smells so good too.
It does. This trimmer is the future of grooming and, dare I say, the greatest ball trimmer ever. Their fourth generation trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accident thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 is waterproof and also has a 400K LED spotlight that you need a more precise shave. Because this trimmer is waterproof, you can say goodbye to the mess on the bathroom floor.
That sounds way better than the pair of scissors I use to trim my ball hair.
Oh my God, you caveman.
So not only do you get the Lawnmower 4.0, you get some other stuff as well. You thought that was good, but you want to take your grooming game even further to the next level? The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer. The Weed Whacker is also waterproofed and provides proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps reduce nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate nose holes. Their Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner will change the way you approach your hygiene routine. Trust me when I say this, fellas. Your balls will be thankful.
On top of all of that, Manscaped even threw in 2 free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0. The Manscaped Boxers, which are incredibly comfortable, by the way.
Very nice.
It also comes with the Shed Travel Bag. Bring your comfort and boxers to another level. It's time to take care of yourself, so go to manscaped.com and get 20% off plus free shipping with the code Reddit. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com when you use the code Reddit at checkout. That's R-E-D-D-I-T at checkout. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. Thank you, Manscaped, for supporting the show.
Sponsors. All right, welcome back to Reddit on Wiki, and we're back and we're continuing on with number 7. So number 7 on our list, and I'm not, and if you think Death Valley was hot, this place is actually no slouch as well. Because, quote, the hottest place on earth, the Danakil Desert in Ethiopia, is one of the driest and lowest places on the planet that looks like an alien land. One can witness volcanoes oozing out lava, multiple hues of hydrothermal fields, and massive salt pans that leave you stupefied. Covered with more than 10, I don't know what lakh tons is. It's L-A-K-H tons, T-O-N-N-E-S. Seems like a lot of shit.
Lakh tons?
Lakh tons. Is that like a measurement? I don't know.
Probably.
But it seems like it's a lot of salt. So
I googled lakh ton, and then I got a human smuggler and talent cards organization from Wikipedia.
Holy shit. That sounds like a future episode.
Some fucking Star Wars shit.
This deadly desert lies at the northern end of the Great Rift Valley that is separated by live volcanoes from the Red Sea. Exploring this hair-raising region requires driving for hours on bumpy, dusty dirt roads that begin starting from Mekelle. The barren land is home to many active volcanoes that spew toxic gases. All right, to number 8. We're going back to the continent of Africa, and quote, absolutely stark and inhabited, Skeleton Coast is located literally where the earth ends. The expansive coast stretches 500 kilometers. What's flat?
The earth, you said it ends.
Oh, Jesus Christ. The expansive coast stretches 500 kilometers between the old German colonial town of Swakopmund and the Angolan border. The name itself suggests a formidable. It is perhaps derived from the animal bones that are scattered across expansive strands and a large number of ships that wrecked here over the centuries. Adventure tour operators in Swakopmund organize day trips along the southern part of the Skeleton Coast where predators wander the shore. So if you actually Google up Skeleton Coast, it's insane. Like, there's a fuck ton of skeletons just lying around there. It's pretty creepy looking.
God.
Skeleton Coast.
Adding that also. Oh my God, it is just straight up skeletons. And boats?
Yeah, it's just a bunch of shipwrecks.
They can't clean it up?
Maybe they want to preserve it to like keep the aesthetics.
They're like, that shit's haunted.
Right, don't fuck with us. All right, I'm moving on to the next place because I'm sure both of my fucking co-hosts has a bone to pick with me now because they don't laugh at any of the shit that
God
I say.
God damn it, man. Even when you're fucking...
Going back to the good old US of A, quote, one of America's most dangerous places, Mount Washington holds the world record for the fastest winds on the surface of the earth that has recorded speeds as high as 203 miles per hour. That's fucking fast.
It's just George Washington's ghost blowing
with his fucking wooden teeth. Smells like America. Not only the strong winds are impeding, but the freezing temperatures that drop up to minus 40 degrees make the expedition to Mount Washington tougher than one can imagine. I agree with the cold like that. It's not the cold itself that sucks. It's the fucking wind chill that hurts.
It's the wind chill.
Yep. I fucking hate the wind. Ottawa is so goddamn windy. And it drives me nuts. Like, I try and go for a walk. I'm like, oh, it's only minus 5. I get outside. It's like minus 20 with the wind chill.
Minus Jesus. 5? You walk outside and minus 5, Josh?
How am I supposed to get groceries, live, get me a mail?
Jesus, I don't know.
I would pay someone to do that for me.
Yeah, they don't got apps.
I mean, they do. What do you think I make over here?
Oh, minus 5, I guess, isn't that bad.
No, it's not terrible.
Minus 5 is terrible.
Minus 5 is 23 Fahrenheit.
Oh. Oh, yeah, so I bad. Forgot there, yeah. Celsius.
But not that bad.
But it feels like minus 20 with the wind chill sometimes. And I'm like, fuck.
Oh my God.
Hate it here.
So also known as the most dangerous small mountain in the world, it is said that even the seasoned hikers were dodged off course by powerful westerly winds that have pushed them many miles away from trails and roads, hindering their safe return. Would you ever climb like a big ass mountain, like Everest or some shit?
I've always wanted to get into climbing. But I think I'd be too scared, probably.
Me too. I don't have the upper body strength to climb anything.
I don't know. I think I'd be okay if I actually worked on it. But I don't know. I'm also afraid of heights like Sean. So once I get too, high enough up, I'm like, fuck this.
Yeah, I'm scared of heights and morbidly obese. So that answers that question.
Sean's okay looking up at the hill.
Yeah, that looks like Mount Everest is pretty nice. That looks good from down here.
The view's just as nice down here as it probably is up there.
All right. While the last place we discussed probably blew you away, this next place will have you scared for your fucking life. And I think this is like one of the most popular like TikTok ones that people probably talk about. You guys probably heard of it. Originally,
we're gonna clip it.
We're actually going to be talking about the North Sentinel Island in the Andamans. Quote, forbidden, dangerous, and full of mystery, North Sentinel Islands in Andamans is where evolution is close to nil. No tribes here, but they certainly are miles away, in fact, secluded from urbanization. Nobody knows the population census of the island, and the ones who tried to drudge through their boundary never came back alive. It is believed that the Sentinelese are hunters and gatherers, and they survive on natural resources. Many episodes in the past have boiled down to the fact that this tribe is happy in their confined island, and trespassers or intruders shall only face their arrows even if they want to extend a warm hand. Strange, shit. But yes, the place inhabited by humans for centuries is far away from compassion towards the complete human race that lies beyond their territory. Intriguing, but many people have lost their lives in a false belief that they will reach out to Sentinelese hearts, and that's the sole reason why human entry is strictly prohibited to this island in Andamans.
Is this the one where the priest went in?
Yes. Yes.
Got fucked
up. He got fucked up.
So funny.
It was like a...
You should do a Dumbfound Dead episode on that guy.
I should, huh? Yeah, I don't know what is up with people trying to spread Christianity to places that probably don't want to practice it.
To be fair, it's worked for thousands of years.
Yeah. It's true. Have you guys
usually
watched...
more guns and stuff, but...
True. Have you guys watched Yellow Jacket?
I haven't yet. I do want to, though.
I've heard about it.
It's dark as shit. But, oh my God. There was like another movie... That was super gruesome where, I mean, I don't want to talk shit about the Sentinelese because like, I don't know if they're like that, but I don't know. I'm getting like a cannibalistic vibe. I know they're probably not like that, but we just don't know enough.
Yeah. Yeah. They're just like a boogeyman. We don't understand them. So
yeah,
it's just like what the white people did with the Native Americans. They just made them this boogeyman and then they're like, oh, they're just regular people. We just demonized them for hundreds of years.
Leave them the fuck alone, right? And yeah. I mean, I think they have all the fucking right to like arrow anyone down who crosses their territory. Because it's like, dude, just leave us alone. Like we're not bothering anyone. This is our own little island. Absolutely. Just leave us alone.
I wonder if they ever see like airplanes and boats and be like, yo, what the fuck?
So they do, because there are pictures of them, like people trying to fly over, and they'll like shoot arrows at the planes and stuff.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know why we have to bother them. I do worry that climate change will drown their island, but that would be a few hundred years or so, probably. So I don't know. Maybe less. I have no idea.
Like, I'm not curious enough to ever try to like step foot there, but I wonder like what type of, I don't want to say like language they speak, but it would be kind of interesting like what their history is and some of the things they believe in, especially if they haven't been kind of exposed to like the Western world or the modern world. I just wonder how like their structure is and how they function. So I don't know. I always find that intriguing, but I'm not going to fuck around and find out.
Oh, hell no.
All right, so this whole episode has been suns out, puns out, but we are now down to our last location. And our last destination is in the South America continent in Bolivia. Quote, boasting to be the richest biodiversity park in the world and also home to the most poisonous fauna in the world, this national park is definitely one of the dangerous places for tourists. Getting in contact with any of the plants growing in this park can cause severe itching, rash, and dizziness. Any minor cut or even a small wound can become infected with tropical parasites. And that's another nightmare of mine.
Mm-hmm. a nightmare of mine.
I just have to Google what fauna means. Because I didn't know what that meant.
Fauna?
Yeah.
It's like plants.
It says, is all the animal life present in a particular region or time?
You're thinking of flora, Josh. Fauna and flora.
Oh, my bad. I'm a dumbass.
Yeah, the corresponding term for plants is flora.
Yeah, that was that's what I thought you said. My fault.
And if you are planning to visit this beautiful place, then make sure you go on a guided tour under professional and well-trained trekkers. And boys, that's it for the most dangerous places in the world. But fear not, we have one more segment, so you can say uno más. And I think I sent you guys a DM.
You did.
And
yeah,
it was
just a dick pic, though.
Oh, yeah.
It was a Pompeii dick pic.
Yeah. Pompeii dick pic.
So many dicks.
Since we are on a topic of danger, I went to r/AskReddit and found stories when user the Nerds of Neptune asked, "What is your best Chuckles I'm in danger story?"
Oh, no.
Sean, you're up first, my guy.
Give us your... This is from Reddit user Obulus Prime, coming in hot with 3,986 points. They write, "I used to work in a group home. I was working a night shift and one of the residents was pacing by his room. I asked him what he was doing. He went into his room quickly. I assumed he was on meth since that's what he liked to do. Thought not much of it until a few hours go by. I go to get some water and heat up my food and he is standing in the hallway. Again, I ask him how he's doing and try to check in with him. The guy starts speaking in some made-up language in a loud whisper. Harry Potter talking to the basilisk. He then takes four steps slowly toward me, then stops.
Oh.
He says, I can't.
You're a wizard, Harry.
He says, I can't stop him forever. I say, fuck this. Call police for his and everyone else's in the house's safety. Police show up and talk to him for a bit in private. One officer comes back to my office and says, yeah, he's not himself right now. Said the date was May 50th, 21, 2100. And it was January 2015.
Just a little off.
They took him away. They also found and took a pocket knife off of him and gave it to me for safekeeping. Now, if that wasn't already fucked up, I went back on the security footage and I saw him stand outside of my office door, outside of my view, for like 30 minutes without me realizing. Standing fucking still, like in Paranormal Activity. I checked the camera for when he was speaking the weird language, and he was standing there for like 20 minutes, heavy breathing before I walked by. 2 weeks go by, and he's released from the hospital, sober and mentally present again. He decided to move out of the house. He came by to grab his stuff and pulled me aside to apologize. I forgave him and tried to brush it off. Buddy looks me in the eyes and said that he was planning on killing me that night for a blood sacrifice since he was seeing some crazy shit and he believed a demon was controlling him, but the police ruined his plan. I've kept the knife as a morbid souvenir. Jeez.
Holy shit.
That is dark.
God.
Don't do drugs, kids.
No.
Don't do fucking drugs.
Yo.
That reminds me like kind of my situation where the guy just stood outside the door for like 20 minutes, half an hour, but that's a whole nother level of fucked up. Jesus, I couldn't even imagine.
That gave me chills, dude. Like I feel scary. Like I'm in danger.
I feel like that was like creepypasta.
It does feel like creepypasta.
But a little bit too real.
All right, Josh, you're up.
All right, this comes from Reddit users cat_go_meow.
Ooh.
And that's facts. Cats do that. So many years ago, I was on a train going home in the middle of the night, dead of winter, heavy snow, last stop. Shortly after I got on, a friendly train hooligan started up a conversation and we got onto the topic of psychedelics. I was a bit of a drug addict at the time, so this was common ground. He got up and sat next to me, and the conversation continued. He pulled out a blunt wrapper, started rolling a blunt with black-looking tar, and asked repeatedly if I had ever smoked wet before.
The fuck?
I asked what that was, and apparently it was PCP.
Yeah. You paused the pee for a little bit too long. I was like, smoking pee?
Penis. No.
That's the
pee.
Pushing pee,
no, I thought
bro.
You were like pee, like piss.
Oh,
I thought you were talking about the fucking pushing pee thing.
Oh, okay. No. Yeah.
Pushing
yeah, I guess that makes sense
baby.
With the wet. With the wet, I get that.
Yeah.
Near the end of the ride, he asked me if they could walk me home. It was a mile walk, which consisted of going past a shadowy woods, a cemetery with a few lights, a haunted retirement home, and then suburban houses with certainly no other awake humans at this hour. I repeated and politely declined, suddenly becoming aware of the danger I was in. He seemed quite nice. We had a good talk, but getting off the train usually means goodbye. However, he insisted, and since I had no other way of getting home, no money, and being a polite Midwesterner, I accepted his escort.
Oh.
He said he would only walk halfway and then walk back to the train. We begin our walk in the dark, silent, snowy suburban sprawl. He pulls out the blunt of PCP. I've smoked many a joint with a friendly companion before, but dude, this was PCP.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a no-go for me. He asked if I wanted some. I said, no, thank you. He lights it and starts smoking. Our conversation's still friendly and jovial, but I knew just how shady this was. He seemed fine, though, even halfway through his blunt. He asked if I wanted to hit again. Realizing how rare and strange of an opportunity this was, I gave in and took three drags.
Holy moly.
Yeah. True to his word, like a gentleman, he walked me exactly halfway to the edge of my town where the darkness ended and the houses began. We said goodbye and he was gone. The trees were quite wiggly that night. I would like to preface that story with, do not do that.
Don't do that.
Okay,
please.
That's a somewhat happy ending.
That's the best case scenario.
Yes. The fact that they, you know, took PCP with a stranger and didn't get, I mean, I guess if you're a drug addict and like you're dangerous, you're not going to share your PCP. I don't really know.
Like
also walking home alone while on high on PCP seems like danger.
There's a lot of questions I have with this. Cause I'm like, it was the last stop. So where was he going? You know what I mean?
Cool.
So many questions. But yeah, that is a great story.
Oh
don't do
God.
That, please.
Please don't.
Don't do that, kids.
All right. I guess I'm up. Last one. This one is from user frequent _ criticism. Freshman year of college. Roommate and I are at a coffee shop near campus fairly late at night and are approached by another woman. She tells us she dropped her phone and can't find it and was wondering if we would call it to help her. Seems odd, but she's not like trying to get in our car with us or anything. She just wanted us to follow her like 3 blocks to the school and called the number while she looked. Sketch. In hindsight, we should have just gone back to our dorm, but in the moment, we thought we were doing a good deed for the day, so we followed this woman to this school. So it's not lit up very well at all. And no one is there because it's probably almost midnight by that point. But
oh,
we
Jesus.
Get out of the car and call the number. As we're dialing, the woman walks to a spot and bends to pick the phone up the second it rings. Like she kind of knew exactly where it was all along.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get bad vibes, but I'm like, whatever. We all start moving towards our cars. And the woman is making small talk, asking us if we go to school at the university, what we want to do, normal stuff. But then she asks which dorm we live in and red flags immediately got off.
Hell no.
My roommate answered her and she says, quote, oh, I used to live there too. What floor?
Yo, no way.
At that point, I am gripping my roommate's hand and pulled her towards the car. I tell the woman we live on the first floor, a floor that had no dorm rooms, and we get in the car. I immediately book it out the parking lot because this woman can get back in her car and try to follow us. But the second we turn out the parking lot, a big blue van pulled in and a man hopped out to talk to the woman. To this day, I am 99% sure that we narrowly avoided something awful.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh,
that seems like some Ghislaine Maxwell type shit.
Oh my God.
No.
Some coercion to get the male to come in and then just kidnap them. Jesus.
Jeez.
Oh,
fuck no.
Man.
I felt danger just hearing those stories.
This is going to sound shitty, but I'm glad I'm a man because I have never once felt, you know what I mean though? Like, it is shitty to think about, but I have never once been in a situation like this where I'm concerned for my life and, or being kidnapped. You know what I mean?
No, you're glad that your
biggest fear is kidnapping.
White man, because I've been in areas where I feared for my fucking life because I look different.
Okay, that's fair. You know what? That's fair. I meant man in general is like being kidnapped.
Kidnapped,
but
right.
I can understand. Yes. Being.
Yes, Josh, that is my fear of being kidnapped because how tiny I am.
John is very easy to pick up.
Yeah.
No, I'm not because I'm heavy as shit. Oh, man. But that is it this week with Comaniacs. I know it was a tough crowd for me to present to my co-host, but whatever, unless I'm not being pity but Errol.
Can I say one thing?
Go ahead.
I am disappointed that one of the dangerous spots was now like the bottom of the ocean. It's like, yeah, that's clearly the most dangerous spot.
Because they're unable to visit it, though. That's probably
the
reason.
You can get to the bottom of the ocean. Give me an anchor.
Can you?
You won't survive, my friend.
That's why it's the most dangerous.
There.
My point stands.
You should have wrote this list.
You should have, yes.
I'll write this list. Anything above, you know, 10 stories. Falling.
Anything
a hot. Sauce factory.
Underneath a tiger. I don't know.
And as usual, you can find us wherever you get your podcasts and be sure to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, and Podchaser. Follow us on social media. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Look for us at Reddit on Wiki. If you want to support us, show some love on our Patreon, listed on our show notes, and on our website at redditonwiki.com. Wikimaniacs, we'll see you next time. And remember, if you saw something that kept you up at night, you must have read it on Wiki.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye.
Expert in fucking
Audible is the largest collection of audiobooks and podcasts.